Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing the Maseches Ksubos, the last Mishnah of the 8th Parak of Maseches Ksubos, and the first Mishnah of the 9th Parak of Maseches Ksubos. Lo yomar la harei ksubasich munachas al shulchan. He's not allowed to say to her, while they're still married, that the money for your ksuba is lying on the table. I mean, he's not allowed to limit the property for a ksuba to money that he sets aside. A person's entire estate, everything he owns, is achray to the ksuba. So he can't say, no, I designated this to pay your ksuba. She can collect her ksuba from whatever available funds there are. That's by Yavam. Similarly, a man's not allowed to say to his wife, here, I left your ksuba on the table, and that's all you're allowed to accept the ksuba from. All of his properties are achray to the ksuba, or meshubad to the ksuba. Going back to Yavam, Gersha in la el ksuba. If the Yavam divorces her after doing Yibum, she has the right to collect only her ksuba, and he could sell any of the other properties that belong to his brother. Hechzira harei kal nashim. If he then remarries her, so then it's just like a regular marriage. It has nothing to do with the Yavam, and it has nothing to do with the original brother and his properties. Vein la el ksuba sublevad. And therefore, she's entitled only to the original ksuba, meaning that she can collect only from the property that her husband inherited from his brother. Oh, so I said that wrong. That if he remarried her before paying her ksuba, that's what it was, before he ever paid her ksuba, she's like any other woman who got divorced and then they remarried the same guy, that are only entitled to the original ksuba. I mean, they're getting remarried al das, the original ksuba. And therefore, just like the original ksuba in this marriage of Yibum was only from the estate of the deceased brother, so too, whatever ksuba they're going to have in place now is only from the estate of the deceased brother. So now we move on to Perek Tes. Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Hakosev leishto dinu dvarim ein li b'nechsayich. If a man writes to his wife, I don't want to have anything to do with your properties, with your nechsim halug, hareza ochel peros b'chayah. He's still let eat the peros while she's alive. Imesa yorsha, and if she dies before him, he inherits these properties, even though he said he doesn't want anything to do with it. He's not giving up those rights. Imkein lamakasa la dinu dvarim ein li b'nechsayich. So what did he mean exactly when he said, I don't want any dinu dvarim? I don't want anything to do with your nechasim. It means shemachra v'nasnakayim, that he's not going to stand in the way if she ever wants to sell or give those nechasim away as a gift. Kasavla dinla dinu dvarim ainli binechsayich ubipeiro sehen. If he is even more forgiving and he says, I don't want anything to do with your nechasim or with their peiros, hareze ochel peiros b'chayeha. Well, then he doesn't even get to enjoy the peiros of that karka v'meisa yarsha. But if she dies before him, he inherits them from her because he did not give up that right. So according to the Tanakhama, the husband gives up the right, has given up the rights to all of the peiros. So the Mishnah says, but Rabbi Yehuda Omer, li olam ochel peire peiros. He can always eat the peiros of the peiros, meaning if she sells the peiros and uses the money to buy land, he has the right to the peiros of that new land, and he's entitled to the peiros of that peiros as well. Peire peiros and peire peire peiros. At sheichtovla dinu dvarim ainli b'nechsayich ube peire peirosehen. Ad olam. The only way he's not going to be entitled to those peiros is if he makes an even stronger statement that I'm giving up the peiros and the peire peiros v'chulei all the way, to ad hasof. So, Kasavla dinu dvarim ainli b'nechsayich ubeperosehen ubeperuperosehen. If he says, I'm giving up the rights to the nechasim and the peros and the peroperos during your lifetime and during your death, eino ochel peros b'chayeha, v'emesa in a yarsha, then not only does he not get the peros while she's alive, when she dies, he does not yarsh in that land. That if she dies, then he does in fact inherit her, even though he wrote that he's giving up that right. Because he was making a tanai against that which it says in the Torah. It's a din midaraisa that a husband yarshins his wife. You can't make a tanai that goes against an actual din in the the Torah, and therefore the Tanai is going to be batel. So let's review what we learned today. In Paraches Mishneches, we said that a Yavam cannot say to the Yavama, here, I'm just going to take some of the deceased brother's property, I'll put it on the table, and that's designated for your ksuba. Everything else is not. He cannot make such a deal. All of the deceased brother's property is designated for the ksuba, and the same is true in a regular marriage. A man cannot just put aside some property and say, oh, this is designated for your ksuba. No, it's all designated for the ksuba. If the Yavam divorces the Yavama, so she only gets to collect the ksuba, and the Yavam gets to keep the rest of the Yerusha. If they get remarried before he ever pays back the ksuba, so then it just reactivates the original ksuba, which is from the nechasim of the deceased brother. And then we learned in Mishnah Tess, different lashonos, where a person is disassociating himself with his wife's nechasim. So if he says to her a very simple statement of dinu dvar mein li b'nechsayich, so then he still gets the peros, and if she dies, he still yarshins her. So what did he accomplish by saying dinu dvar mein li b'nechsayich? That he doesn't get in the way of a sale that she makes of that property. But second case, if he says in a more emphatic statement, dinu dvar mein li b'nechsayich ube peros sehen, then we have a machlokas. Tanakama says he doesn't eat the peros of that property, but he would still yarshin her if she dies, and right, he would still yarshin that property. And Rabbi Yehuda says he would eat the peri peros unless he writes to her that he doesn't want the peri peros either. And the third case is if he says dinu dvarim eli b'nechsayich ube perosehen ube peru perosehen b'chayechu v'moseich, then not only does he then we have a machlokas. Tanakama says not only does he not eat the peros of that property while she's alive, if she dies, he doesn't yarshin it. Whereas Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, no, if she dies, even though he said he doesn't want anything to do with that property, he's still going to yarshin the property, because he cannot make a tanai that he's not going to yarshin the property. Yerushas habal of the woman's stuff is a din midaraisa, so he can't be masa masha kasa b'torah and forego that Yerushas habal. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis.